It's Friday, August 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. It's Rutabaga Fest in Cumberland this weekend. The Canadian National Railway lockout has affected local industry. The DOT has announced $177 million for statewide road projects, and the invasive zigzag sawfly has been found in Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. This weekend, the Island City is alive with the sound of Bega Fest. Amy Hockery with a story.
Today through Sunday, area visitors can join in and celebrate Cumberland's 92nd Rutabaga Fest. The weekend includes such events as the Hot Pep Reading Contest, the FFA Bega Pedal Tractor Contest, the Grand Parade on Sunday, and live music from Hitchville, Molly and the Danger Band, and the Dweebs. Paul Nelson with the Cumberland Chamber of Commerce talks about the appeal of Rutabaga Fest and how the annual event isn't slowing down anytime soon.
I mean, we put a lot of energy into this. It's a very, very clean event, very family-friendly. We're setting our sights on the 100, which is only 8 years away. So it's just a really great way to celebrate the end of this beautiful summer up here in the North Country.
A full schedule of Rutabaga Fest events can be found online at CumberlandChamberWI.com. I'm Amy Hockery.
A labor lockout by Canadian National Railways and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railways has ended less than 17 hours after it started. The Canadian federal government stepped in to end the lockout over a union contract dispute and ordered the companies and union into binding arbitration. The lockout halted trains on Thursday, disrupting wide swaths of the agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial sectors. Canadian National crisscrosses northwest Wisconsin. At Blue Diamond Proppant near Poskin, rail and logistics manager Eric Newhouse said on Friday it was too early to tell the economic cost of the disruption. He said shipments could be delayed a week, but he said they could work around those delays. Wisconsin will join a new tax filing program for 2025. The Internal Revenue Service's Direct File program gives eligible Wisconsin taxpayers an option to file state and federal taxes online directly with the IRS for free. According to the U.S. Department of Treasury, the average taxpayer spends about 13 hours and $270 to prepare their taxes each year. Launched as a pilot program in a dozen states in 2024, users claimed more than $90 million in refunds and saved an estimated $5.6 million in tax prep fees. 2025 will be the first year Wisconsin takes part in the program. More than $177 million in additional funding is being released for road improvement projects across Wisconsin. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced 76 surface transportation projects will get funded. The governor and WisDOT say $200 million will be used for more than 150 local road and bridge improvement projects, which will give more communities across Wisconsin safe, reliable highways they need to create good-paying jobs. The Evers administration says since 2019, it has improved more than 7,400 miles of roads, including more than 3,700 miles of local roads and nearly 1,800 bridges. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new invasive species is spreading across Wisconsin. Ted Allen has the details.
The Department of Natural Resources says Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly was first detected in the U.S. 3 years ago and was first seen in the state on July 4th in Portage County. The insect, named for the zigzag pattern its caterpillars chew in elm leaves, has now spread to 17 counties statewide. The DNR says the pests only cause minor or cosmetic damage to elm trees, but could lead to possible defoliation. Their presence usually is not a cause for alarm, but careful monitoring is recommended. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.